We have issues, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to talk.
We do need to talk. Graham Beasley, Sports Freak website, joins us. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
I have Elton in the studio. Your man Paul rang up and statted us up before, Graham.
Did he? What did he stat you up?
He just statted us up. He just put some facts and figures in place, you know.
There are a lot of stats going around, aren't there?
Well, we've got to find something to occupy the time. Are you nervous?
There's still another 48 hours of stats. No, I'm not nervous yet. I'll wait till tomorrow night to get nervous.
Why aren't we, Guy? Why are we? I mean, we just don't have that same anxiety, do we?
Why aren't we? Yeah, I don't really know why. I think it's because this All Blacks team has shown over the last, I suppose, 8 years, really, not only four, the last 8 years, that they are the best team in the world.
Apart from 2009.
And they can win in any kind of, you know, any kind of game plan, I suppose, most types of games against most teams. I think that is probably why we're not so nervous. I think come kickoff on Sunday morning, everything will change and everyone will be nervous. But
also,
at the moment, yeah, I'm all right.
Look, also, our big boys have come to play, Graham. And up until, I suppose, France, that they hadn't. That was the big concern, wasn't it? Are our guys actually on form with this holding back stuff? And they have been.
With the older guys. Yeah, that's true. I'd have to say, though, that little speech from Guy was very unconvincing.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I was just thinking that to myself, actually, when I was saying it.
It kind of felt as if it was read from a piece of paper.
Oh, look, I've been Guy all morning, mate. I've been wandering around sort of breathing, you know, and talking about Zen and calmness and doing the lotus position, and people don't buy that.
But that's the thing. I don't actually know why I'm not nervous, but I'm just not. I don't really know how to explain it.
You know
I'm
that
just
feeling
that
when, you know that feeling, Hayden, you know that feeling too. You know when, you know, the first, you know, couple of times that you're dating Tanya and you're obviously on your best behaviour and you feel that sort of knot in the pit of your stomach, that butterfly kind of feeling, right?
What are you talking about? Well, the nerve thing.
Yes.
Why do you get nervous?
Well, because it's a girl you like and you're trying to date her.
What does it matter?
You ended up marrying her.
She's either going to like you or she's not going to like you.
Martin, this is a trend that Doran and Darcy have noticed on the final say. Is that you're commenting a lot on your colleague's private life recently.
Have I?
Yeah, you have been, a lot.
I'm just obsessed and fascinated with it, apart from that.
Okay.
I'm trying to draw the parallels, you see. I'm trying to draw the parallels between what you're feeling now and why you're feeling that. And the thing for most boys is we get nervous about what? We get nervous about girls and we get nervous about sports games, right?
And that's about it, yeah.
Isn't that right, Guy? That's about it, isn't it?
Graham, he's using any opportunity to try and get to come round to my house and watch sport or have a beer or hang out with me and my flatmates.
I've never shared what part of Auckland I live in with Mark.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, it's not going to happen.
Stay strong, Guy.
Thank you, I will.
Let's talk cricket then, shall we?
We need to talk.
Because I know that you got one eye on this as well, Gray. What, 396,000 they got Australia yesterday. What were they batting on?
Gee, that was a wake-up call, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say they're betting on road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, there was no bowl. He was rested and Saudi was crook. But, yeah, that's all those sort of... If there was the tendency to trash talk and think that we're going to go into the series and, you know, this is the time to take Australia, yeah, that was a wake-up call.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about this either, Guy. So here we go. We're about to play Australia in a World Cup rugby final. We're about to play them in a three-test cricket series. And we're calm about both.
It is a little bit strange,
it
isn't
is.
It? I think it's brought us back down to earth maybe a little bit that they didn't even pick up a single wicket yesterday.
Yeah.
But no Bolt, no Southee. Those two are the spearheads of the New Zealand attack. Although in saying that, if either of them were to get injured or were to be ruled out of the first test, then you would sit back and go, uh-oh.
This is a reminder, is this just a reminder, Graham, that, you know, what we're trying to do over there is monumental. We've only done it once before. Stuff all teams go to Australia and win.
No, that's right. And, you know, and the Australians haven't lost at the Gabba for over 20 years.
I don't like that stat.
No, thanks for that.
I don't like that one at all. Hayden pointed that out the other day. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Most of them, yeah. And, you know, and they always go there first. So, we cannot overstate how tough this will be.
I think if they get a draw out of the Gabba test, huge. Then you move on to Perth and you,
I'd agree.
I suppose, you roll your dice and see what happens.
Good call, mate. Yeah, I want us to be a live guy in the series.
Yeah,
I want us to be
exactly
alive
right.
Going into the third test.
Yep.
And then the mental game comes in.
Whatever they can do at the Gabba, if they can get a draw, fantastic. Just do whatever you can do to not walk out of there 1-0 down.
See, I also don't know. I mean, there's a conspiracy theory of mine, Graham. I don't know about you, but as soon as the past Australian captains start talking up the new captain, I just think they're putting the knife in, like Ricky Ponting's doing it. There's something about they. None of them like handing it over, do they?
No,
they
not.
Don't. They don't like the new guy coming in because they think if you're riding a wave of success. That's why Michael Clarke was never popular because Steve Waugh's team had set it all up.
because things were always better in their day.
That's it.
Wasn't it? Yeah, that's right.
So secretly, I think they all kind of hope that, not that they lose, but it doesn't go as well as what, you know.
I think they'll...
Not as well as in their era.
Yeah.
I think they'll be very, very successful under Steve Smith. I think he has got the makings of a brilliant Australian captain and one of their great batsmen of all time. I think he has already shown that, and his leadership skills in the small time that we've seen them, have been pretty bloody good.
Say that with an Australian accent, you could have been Ricky Ponting, mate. You could have been Ricky Ponting saying that.
Hey? Well, I thought you were just saying that he's talking down Steve Smith.
No, he talks him up. This is the Italian chairman saying that your job's safe, Jose. Nothing wrong with it. Just move on.
We need to talk.
We need to talk about one other thing. Now, you were alive for this, the Rumble in the Jungle, Graham. 40 years, 1974, happened today.
Yep, and as was said before, that was the zenith of boxing, wasn't it?
Yep. I don't think it got any better than that, to be honest, Guy. You know, you'll go back and look at it on YouTube. But at the time, you've got to remember what the 70s were. We had Carla's days, we had petrol prices, we had a Cold War going on. And we had these absolute behemoths who used to get in the ring and smack each other for 15 rounds.
Yeah, boxing has kind of changed. And for me, you know, I look back on those days and I kind of wish I was alive to see that sort of stuff, because now you've got the Klitschko's who have been dominating for nearly a decade.
And Floyd Mayweather, I mean, that's not boxing.
And you hardly even sit down and think about the heavyweight division anymore.
No, you don't.
It's just so obvious about who's going to win, and it needs 3, 4, or 5 guys to come out of the woodwork and just pulverise each other. And really, there's no unanimous, you know, world heavyweight title champion.
No, there needs
to be three or four guys who can... Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, though. There needs to be 3 or 4 guys after him who just fight for it, really. And excuse the pun. But actually, you know, no one knows who the actual heavyweight champion is. They just... Fight after fight, it could be anyone's, if you know what I mean.
Graham, before we go, if somebody texts you the number 25, just tell them to F off, okay?
Exactly, Martin. That was very cryptic the other day of you, wasn't it?
I threw it to Graham because that's what Rari did to me.
And I can hear Guy laughing in the background.
Yeah.
You know, that putting the boot into the Wellington rugby team, that's a hobby of those guys.
I'll just text you 2001.
Well, just be 25.
Remember that? Remember 2001?
2001, mate. Of course we remember
when
2001.
When Ben Blair scored in the corner.
It wasn't BB. Ben Blair, it was Steve Walsh scored in the corner,
and
mate.
Then
wasn't
kicked
it, Graham?
The conversion to...
Yeah.
So he scored in the corner to keep the shield, kicked the conversion for the 5
well,
points.
Well, Ben Blair passed to Steve Giddy Walsh, up. The guy with the whistle in his mouth, and he did it, didn't he?
I think you'll find he actually ran through Christian Cullen and
Joe
Lomond.
No, he ran through because Walsh had actually sent Amanda O'Halloran off the field, mate. If you remember.
I think Steve Walsh is still coming down from that game, isn't he?
11-17, the highlight of his career. Thank you, boys.
We need to talk.
Thank you, Guy.